This is Growing Native, and I'm Petey Mosquito. Mornings that are home to the banks of the Ojolote start early, not with an alarm clock, but with the two cats that sleep at the foot of our bed deciding it's time to get up. The sun hasn't even crested the Chiricahuas, but it's time to get up. And when peering into my face from 4 inches away doesn't work, it's time for some feline parkour. The two cats bound and ricochet off bodies, bureaus, and bedside tables until I sigh. Okay, time to get up. I think cats must have invented parkour. At the same time, a Gila woodpecker starts a rat-tat-tatting on the wood stove chimney above the roof. I'm awake! And Kitties and I head to the kitchen. Outside, birdsong reaches a crescendo. Mockingbirds, thrashers, cactus wrens, cardinals, doves, quail. Did I mention Gila woodpeckers? And I add to it all by grinding some coffee beans. Good morning, world. I'm ready. And I go outside to wagging dogtails that say they're ready too. Hey, and if I'm lucky, it may be a day of poking around in a woodland, maybe by a creek. And one day I was in the hills near home. I was chasing butterflies with my camera. I remember I was snapping away at a butterfly called a common buckeye. And they are common. At least they were common that day, but oh, so beautiful. And out of the corner of my eye, I catch a glimpse of orange fluttering. Maybe a fritillary, I think, and turn to find it. Hey, where did it go? I take a step, and orange wings flutter up from the ground and then land several feet away. A grasshopper that looked like a chunk of rusty metal. A rusty body and orange wings, an oak leaf grasshopper sitting in oak leaf litter. Its name, it's got this cool name, Tomonotus ferruginosus. Ferruginosus, that specific epithet for the cool, rusty color. Tomonotus, I think I got this right, refers to this very interesting ridge, hard ridge on the back, on its, what's it called, a pronotum. That's that cool case right behind the grasshopper head, part of the thorax, the pronotum. Anyway, there's this very cool ridge, and I think that's what it's referring to. Later that day, I was working my way through the oaks and pinyons and junipers. I was headed to the truck, and I saw a large metallic green beetle scurrying along the woodland floor. Scurrying, and I mean fast, and it looked like it was on a mission. So I tried to catch it. It was big, and now it's running away from me. It tried to hide in some dead grass, and I nabbed it with a handful of grass. A beautiful emerald beetle, well over an inch long, inch and a half long easily. I held it gently. Wow, it had some serious jaws. I photographed it in my hand, and finally I let it go. And it took off, back to its mission, glad to be rid of me. Later I identified it. It was a ground beetle called the fiery searcher, also called the caterpillar hunter, and I suspect that was its mission. It was hunting caterpillars. That is so cool. The scientific name for this emerald ground beetle, the fiery searcher, Calosoma scrutator. Calosoma from the Greek for beautiful body, oh yeah, and the specific epithet, scrutator. Makes me giggle. Scrutator. Is it just me? I asked Ms. Mosquito. I said, scrutator. She said, it sounds like something that would spiralize a potato. Oh, cool. Okay, I like that. It does. It sounds like a device, the scrutator. Order now and get two scrutators for the price of one. Okay. Scrutator. It's actually a Latin word for a searcher or an investigator. I'm a private scrutator. Anyway. So later at home, you know, I looked up all these cool insects I saw, and I was thinking kingdom, how's it go? Kingdom, phylum, class. So it went kingdom, animals, phylum, yeah, arthropods, class, insects, insecta, order, lepidoptera, the butterflies, order, orthoptera, the grasshoppers, order, coleoptera, the beetles. Oh, my goodness. Let's get out of bed and get to the hills. The borderlands are magical and full of life. The borderlands are beautiful, my friends. Yeah, they are. Hey, I'm Petey Mosquito, and this has been Growing Native.